Second Chulin Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. As well, by the Chayim Batib and Noah Gimberek, who the Chutzlar. The din is that every time somebody shocks the behemoth, he has to give matana from that behemoth to the Kohen. And matana, as the Torah says, he has to give is before that the lechayim, the jaw, and the kibbeh, the maw, the stomach of the behemoth. And this halacha that he has to give these matana to the Kohen applies both in Eretz Yisrael and a Chutzlar. If ne'a bai, this alope is ne'a bai, both during the time of the Beit HaMikdash and after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. The chulin avalope muktash. This halacha applies only by chulin, not hegdish, but not by muktash and not by hegdish. From a korban, you do not have to give the zohar, lechayim, and keva to the kohen. So how you begin? If you might think differently, you might think that you should give even by muktash and even by korbanos the zohar, lechayim, and the keva to the kohen. And there is a kavachoma to that effect. Umay machulin, shein and chayavim bechad of the shok, chayavim bimatan. If by chulin, by non hegdish, where you're not trying to give the chazah and soak the breath and the sigh of the behemoth to the corn, but even so, you're chayav in my tunnel, you have to give the zroh, lechayim, and keva to the corn. Kachin, sechayav in the chazah b'shov, ain't no din sechayav in my tunnel. By kachin, such a swamit, where you're chayav to give the chazah and soak to the corn from the korban, most certainly you should be chayav to give the matanah, the zroh, lechayim, and keva also to the corn. Talmud Loimar, therefore the public tells us that no some laharon akoin or leban of lechak olam aim lo elamasha amor beinian Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives to Aaron akoin and to his children for everlasting chod the matanos from the behemos only the behemoth that are discussed in that inyan which is chulin for the Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives his roar lechayim and keva to the kohen but not by kachin. And since the public says the etain osam is a meat, it's coming to exclude something, it's coming to exclude kachin. So even though we have a Kavah Chomer, that by Kachim also you should give Matanos to the Kohen, since it says Osam, and Osam is a Miyad, it's coming to be Mamai Kachim. Sechus Chulim Parak Yod Mishnah Beis, Kwa Kachim, Shukara Mum Kavua Lahekdesha Benibdu. Hayatim the Bechora, Ud Matan. Anytime somebody's Matish a Behemah, that prior to the Hedges the Behemah had a Mum Kavua, a permanent effect, which passes it to the Mitzvah. And then the Behemah was redeemed from Hegdish and became Chulin, it became non-Hegdish. And then it gave birth to a firstborn after it was redeemed. That firstborn would have Kedushas Bechor. Now even though had it given birth to a firstborn before it was redeemed, that firstborn would not have Kedushas Bechor. As Hegdish would not have Kedushas Bechor to give birth to a firstborn, here since it was redeemed, it now has Kedushas Bechor if it gives birth to a firstborn. And so too, if you shach the behemah after it's redeemed, you would have to give the matana to Zohar, Lechaim, and Keva to the Kohen, even though the halacha of Zohar, Lechaim, and Keva doesn't apply to Hegdish, since it was redeemed. You now have to give the Zohar, Lechaim, and Keva to the Kohen. The Yotzim Nechulet, Lihi Gazet, Lihi Avet. And after the behemoth is redeemed, it's considered completely chulin, you're allowed to shear it, and you're allowed to do avoda with the behemoth. Uvladan v'chalban mudur l'achas tigyon. If it became pregnant before the redemption, then after the pigeon it gave birth to a child, and so too the milk that it produces after the pigeon is mutter, there's a lot of benefit from it. Now, had it given birth before the redemption, that blood would be considered hegdish, but here, even though it became pregnant before it was redeemed, since it gave birth only after it was redeemed, there's a lot of benefit from the blood, and you're also a lot of benefit from the milk that it produces after the pigeon. Now, had it not had a mum kavua before you were makdashin, if first you were makdashin, only after that it got a mum kavua, a permanent defect. In such a case, even after the pidyon, even though you have redeemed it, it is not considered completely chulin, and you wouldn't be allowed to share it and do avoda with it. So too, you would not be allowed to benefit from the vlad that it gives birth to after the pidyon, if it became pregnant before the pidyon, and you would not be able to benefit from the milk that it produces after the pidyon. But in this case, since prior to the hegdish it already had a mum kavua and it was never right to be used as a korban, so therefore after the redemption it becomes chulin gamar, total chulin, and therefore you're allowed to benefit from the blood and the chalav, and you're allowed to do avoda with it and to benefit from the wool that you shear from it. And somebody who shech this behemah outside of the Beit HaMikdash even before the pidyon is pater. As it didn't, that somebody who shechs a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash is chayav korban. But that's only if this behemah is ready to be used as a korban. But in this case, since it had a mum kavut even prior to the hekdesh, it's not right to be used as a korban in any case at all. So therefore, if you shaft it outside the Beit HaMikdash, you are not chayav karka. Behen oisin tmu. If even before the pig, you take another behemoth, you say these tmu are suit, the second behemoth should have the same din as the first behemoth. The second behemoth would not become hekdesh, and since it had a mum kavua before the hekdesh, and it was never right to be used as a korban at all, it cannot make a tmura. Another behemoth that you say zul tmura zul on would not become hek. Be'im mesu yipadu chus min abachor umin amayt. And if this behemoth that had a mum kavua prior to the hekdesh died before you redeemed it, you can still redeem it even after its death. So even though we have a klal ain't put as a kachin la'achilan l'klav. Now at a redeemed hekdesh, it's the only benefit you would have from the behemoth after the pigeon is defeated to the dogs, and in this case, since it died as an avela, and you're not allowed to eat it, so therefore the only benefit you can have from it is feed it to the dog. And in this case, since it was never right on its back, and had a mum kavur prior to the hekdesh, then this clause does not apply, and you're allowed to redeem it, even though you would end up feeding the carcass to the dog. With the exception of a bechor and maaser behemoth, bechor and maaser behemoth, even if it had a mum kavur permanent effect before it became kadosh, still it would have kedusha, gemura, kids that cannot be brought as a korban. Kosha kadam hekdeshan et mumma. So anytime somebody's matkish or korban, and only after that it got a mum kavua, permanent effect. Oh, mum over the hekdeshan. Or it had a mum before your matkish, but that mum was a mum over, a non permanent effect that will eventually go away, and therefore eventually it could be part of the korban. Ula acher mitan mele lehem mum kavua beniftu. And after your matkish, it's got a mum kavua, permanent effect, now it's no longer right to be brought as a korban. And then you went ahead and redeemed it. Peturei min habechora u'min hamatan. If it gives birth to a firstborn, after you redeem it, that firstborn will not have kedusha bechor. Even though now it has been redeemed and is chulin, since you were makdish it originally, before it had a mum, it was right to be brought as a mizbeach, even after pidyon, when it gives birth to a firstborn, it would not have to give the whore. And so too, if you shacked it after pigeon, you would not have to give the matanos as well, l'chaim and keva, to the coin, as hegdish is pater from matanos, even though it's no longer hegdish, it's still pater from matanos. Reinan yosin l'chulim l'higaze v'lei avet. And even after pigeon, it does not become chulim gmulim. You're not allowed to share the behemoth benefit from the world, nor are you allowed to do avoda with the behemoth even after pigeon. And if it gives birth after pigeon, if it had become pregnant while it was still hegdish and gave birth after you redeemed it, then the blood is also, the blood hasn't been hegdish. But if it got pregnant only after pigeon, then the blood would be mother. And so too, the chol that it produces after pigeon is also to benefit from, as even though now it's chulin, since originally it was hegdish and was right to be brought as a mizbeach even after pigeon, it has certain dinim of hekdesh, and somebody who shafts this behemah outside the Beit HaMikdash will be chayav karis, as you are chayav karis for shafting hekdesh outside the Beit HaMikdash. Now, even though we have said before that you're only chayav karis if you shaft the behemah that's ready to be brought as a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash, but in this case, since it has a mum kavur, it's not ready to be brought as a korban, so why are you chayav for shafting it outside the Beit HaMikdash? The answer is that we're talking about where it has a very subtle mum kavur, it's called tukin shabahayim, a small defect in the eye. And according to Rabbi Akiva, this type of mum, if for the other you went ahead and brought it as a korban, you would not take it down from the mizbeach. So therefore, in such a case, if for the other it could be brought as a korban if you shucked it outside the Beit HaMikdash, you are chayav. Ve'oisin tmut. And in this case, where you are mocked to the behemoth only after the hegdesh, it got a mum kavur. Then after it got a mum kavur, you took another behemoth and you said zut mu azu, that the second behemoth should have the same din as the first behemoth, the second behemoth would become kodesh, and since your makdish before had a mum, it would make it tmura the emesu yikaver. If the behemoth dies before you get a chance to redeem it, you can no longer redeem it. Instead, you have to bury it. As we have a klal in Purim, at the kachim la'achilan l'klavim, you cannot redeem hegdish if the only benefit you would have from the behemoth after redemption is to feed it to the dog. And here, since it dies, it's an avela, so you can't eat it. The only thing you can do with it is feed it to the dog. So therefore, you can no longer redeem it.